She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do, but you haven't done it and you won't do it. These people did the worst withdrawal and, in my opinion, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And by the way, that's why Russia attacked Ukraine, because they saw how incompetent she and her boss are.
She doesn't have a plan. She copied Biden's plan, and it's like four sentences, like run, spot, run.
She gave a lot of it away to the Taliban. She gave it to Afghanistan. What these people have done to our country, and maybe toughest of all, is allowing millions of people to come into our country. Many of them are criminals, and they're destroying our country. The worst president, the worst vice president in the history of our country.
Well, that amazing takedown by President Trump of Kamala is complete. The amazing debate. President Trump took over the entire show, exposed the enemy, showed leadership and confidence, and ended it with perfection. We will go through most of Kamala's lies, show the earpiece that she was wearing, and discuss the moves ahead for all of us. It's really good for all of you that might have had some doubts, especially if you're on social media looking at some folks that are supposed to be part of this movement that were placing doubts in the minds of the people. This is going to really help you out quite a bit. Help me also. We are all enjoying that the victory. It's always good to have those, isn't it? Here we go.
For a lot of reasons.
There were a lot of things said that weren't true about you tonight, that you would support a national abortion ban. Yeah. You've never said that.
I never said that.
You support Project 25.
Correct.
You never read it? I don't even know what it is either.
I don't want to read it.
Okay, number two. That she said in 2000, I took back my position on banning fracking.
Yep.
No, CNN fact-checked that and said no. The mandatory gun buyback at the end of the debate, she lied about that too.
That's right. That's right.
And she
wants to confiscate
guns.
I called her out on everything that you said. I think I got everything out. Now, with all of that being said, I was amazed because I really thought that'd be fair. I have to say, CNN a few weeks ago was sort of fair against Biden. Yeah. But this one was stacked. I figured it would be after watching 100% positive coverage of her. And she's done a terrible job as vice president. And look, she's the worst vice president we've ever had. She was the border czar, the worst border ever in the history of the world, not just in our country. And he's the worst president we've ever had.
So she's
they're destroying our country.
I'm very aware. Destroying our country. Worst president, vice president we've ever had. You know, he just went out there right after the debate, started walking around and letting folks know that he won the debate. I think I've got that cued for later on, but I'll go ahead and show some of it now since he talked about the numbers. Of course, C-SPAN had who won the ABC News presidential debate. Kamala Harris had 32% to Donald Trump's 67.2%. Of course, Communist News Network had to fudge their numbers, probably shocked at what they saw. They had Kamala at 37% and President Trump, 35%, President Trump 55%. He actually went up 2 points after the debate because he was at 53% before the debate. And so those are, you know, pretty significant numbers. President Trump was speaking to everyone on the floor. You know, she took off and he just said, you know, I'm going to go out here and hang out with the media and other folks.
Everything. And I think it was the best debate I've ever personally that I've had. We're getting polls that show 92 to 6, 88 to 11. We're having a lot of great polls that just came out. They're polls, I guess, phone polls and lots of other polls. But you see the polls. A very important debate. Now, she wants to do another one because she got beaten tonight, but I don't know if we're going to do another one. I wouldn't mind.
So she wants to do another debate because she got beat bad.
Can you get into your head tonight, sir?
The polls are indicating that we got 90%, 60%, 72%, 71%, and 89%. So the polls are very good, but beyond the polls, I felt very good. I had a good time doing it. I hate to speak about our country so negatively, but that's what happened. They've ruined our country. They've destroyed our country. So I hope you're all having a good time. But it was a very interesting evening.
Yeah, so confident you won tonight. Why are you here? Why not let the performance speak for itself?
Well, I think it did, but people said, would I come here? And I made an obligation to a couple of people that I'm going to do their show. But it was I thought it was a great night.
Mr. President, you talked.
I have no idea.
Mr. President, when Republicans are complaining about moderators, does that mean that it wasn't a good night? Were you not prepared?
No, I thought the moderators were very unfair, but it basically was 3-on-1. But I thought they were very unfair, the moderators. Everybody did. But despite that, they're saying that the debate was
So, of course, he was pointing out to everyone that it was 3-on-1. ABC garbage moderators tossing their opinions into the debate as fact checks is why GOP candidates shouldn't agree to these stupid spectacles, says John Davidson. Eric Trump, good night, friends. I thought that this was my best debate ever, says President Trump, especially since it was 3-on-1.
Fortunately, we had moderators who were clearly biased, who were constantly fact checking Donald Trump. But none of these kind of whoppers that the vice president was saying, and none of her failure to really explain that, answer that first question, that very, very critical first question. They simply sat there on the sidelines and allowed that to pass.
Yeah, they just allowed all of her lies to play out. And then somebody put out a main Dilly meme team. Check this out.
Get her out.
There's the ABC News anchor carrying Kamala through the battle, trying to get her through no matter what, but didn't matter because she was getting beat down. Of course, we were told September 10th, 2018, right? That's we're looking at a 6-year delta. Buckle up, buttercups. It's about to get bumpy. That is from the cue board 6 years ago. And so President Trump made sure that everyone got a reminder of why he took a bullet to the head.
If he were to enter the White House again, understand this is someone who has openly said he would terminate, I'm quoting, terminate the Constitution of the United States, that he would weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies.
Of course, they're the ones that want to terminate the Constitution of the United States. They've got their mainstream media behind them. We showed that in the past few weeks where they're questioning the Constitution. And, of course, wanting to terminate it, right? She's got to go on all that. And weaponizing the Department of Justice, of course, they've been doing that to all of us. All of us, because when they go after him, they go after all of the voters that put him in office and those that know that they stole the election. So they continue to weaponize the justice system. Let's continue.
Political enemies. Someone who has openly expressed disdain for members of our military. Understand what it would mean if Donald Trump were back in the White House with no guardrails, because certainly we know now the court won't stop him. We know J.D. Vance is not going to stop him. It's up to the American people.
Vice President
to stop
Harris.
Him.
Thank you. Lindsay.
Vice President Harris, in your last run for president.
This is the one that weaponized, not me. She weaponized. I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me. They talk about democracy. I'm a threat.
Yes. Good point that he made. He took a bullet to the head. Why? Because of how they continue to bash and go after him, weaponize the Department of Justice, continue to use everything in their power to try to stop him from making it back into the office. Remember the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Remember the Russia hoax. Remember the impeachments. Remember constantly listening in on him with his phone call to Ukraine, the perfect phone call, bashing him, bringing up points on this debate that have already been debunked by even Snopes. Snopes, the liberal hacks there. Well, remember with the shooting, just to remind you that we have the new mugs available now, kickoff fall with the exclusive Fight for America mug. We've got the Fight for America shirts also. You remember that you get these at shop.mwenow.com as a reminder where he got the assassination attempt on him again. Which candidate won the debate? Trump is at 92% to Harris's 4% on livenowfox.com Connect. Daily Caller had who won the debate? Trump is at 73% to Harris's 8%. Insider Paper had Trump at 78% to Kamala's 13%. And it's amazing because no matter how many things they tried to use to cheat, because that's what they do, that's what Democrats do, they always cheat. They cheat in their elections, they cheat in their debates, and so much more. You're looking at this thing here called a Nova Audio earring. That's right, Nova Audio earring. And if you're looking at old Kamala's earring, it's the exact, pretty much same one. Many folks are pointing out the clip-on pearl earrings that double as headphones. One of the coolest things on CES 2023 so far, somebody's pointing out, and they're showing you that she's got that big old earring, and it sends, you know, audio into your ears without anybody hearing you. So that reminds us of the September 10th, 2020 post on the Q board, the Intel board from 4 years ago. Remember, Biden camp will find excuse, reason to terminate. Biden camp will provide the questions ahead of time for these debates. And the Biden camp will provide the questions ahead of time and assistance in the form of a special communication device. Yeah. Interesting, huh? How they always seem to come up with special ways. That's why she must have sounded so smooth and she had great answers, because she's normally as dumb as a rock. So she probably had somebody talking in her ear, and she was just repeating whatever was playing out in her ears. And so let's play some more of these things that were played out for all of us to see.
She was big on defund the police. In Minnesota, she went out. Wait a minute. I'm talking now, if you don't mind, please. Does that sound familiar? She went out in Minnesota and wanted to let criminals that killed people, that burned down Minneapolis, she went out and raised money to get them out of jail.
She sure did. And she had her microphone on when she said, don't whatever she said there, of course. And she tried to cut him off with her microphone on. And what does he say? Does that sound familiar? Because remember, she said, let me talk. Does that sound familiar? Remember her nasty face when she had a supposed rally and somebody was trying to cut her off and she said, uh-uh. Let me talk. With her hand up. Yeah. Sound familiar? To her face. To let her know. Now you see how it feels when you treat the American people like this. And so, of course, she got no votes. Why is she even here? President Trump was in beast mode.
They were afraid of him. China was afraid. And I don't like to use the word afraid, but I'm just quoting him. China was afraid of him.
China was afraid of President Trump.
North Korea was afraid of him.
North Korea was afraid of Trump.
Look at what's going on with North Korea, by the way. He said Russia was afraid of him. I ended the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, and Biden put it back on day one, but he ended the XL pipeline. The XL pipeline in our country, he ended that. But he let the Russians build a pipeline going all over Europe and heading into Germany, the biggest pipeline in the world. Look, Viktor Orban said it. He said the most respected, most feared person is Donald Trump. We had no problems when Trump was president. But when this weak, pathetic man that you saw at a debate just a few months ago, that if he weren't in that debate, he'd be running instead of her. She got no votes. He got 14 million votes. What you did, you talk about a threat to democracy. He got 14 million votes and they threw him out of office. And you know what? I'll give you a little secret. He hates her. He can't stand her. But he got 14 million votes. They threw him out. She got zero votes. And when she ran, she was the first one to leave because she failed. And now she's running. I don't understand it, but I'm okay with it because
your time is up.
I think we're going to do very well.
We've got a lot more to.
Yes. We're going to do very, very well. We've got some more information to pass on some of these things that she lied about, and we'll show you the facts behind all of her lies so that everybody remembers this. And also remember, folks, if you go below this video, I try to get as many things that you're watching on these videos and links below so you can grab these small clips and you can send them out to friends and family, those that have friends and family left over after supporting President Trump. You can send it to them and they can use it to show everybody just how much she actually lies, because we know that we have some liberal friends out there that are going to do all they can to say, see, she's amazing. Oh my goodness, look how smooth she sounded. She was so cool and so great. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be able to show them these facts. All you have to do is use them. And so also there's a fact out there that's helping folks, especially if they're having some problems with their health after watching this debate, and maybe just problems overall with their overall time, just going through everything that we've been through with these characters. Here's something to help you out. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements he gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California, said, I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking 4 capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God and to Enforce. Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit LTPetClub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today. So, folks, here we are. This president, she won't stop fighting for Americans, right? That's what she said on her website on KamalaHarris.com. She's going to get them away from gun violence. She'll ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and require universal background checks and support and red flag laws that keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. Who would those dangerous people be? I wonder. So remember, she also said she'll ban imports of all AR-15-style assault weapons if Congress doesn't act. Everybody was out there fact-checking her like crazy on X. And remember this point.
I'll get to that, Lindsay. I just need to respond to a previous point that the former president has made. I've made very clear my position on fracking. And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Yeah, right. What she said on Old Fallon.
Quote, assault weapons, and whether or not you do, how does that idea not go against fundamentally the Second Amendment?
Yeah. Great question. I do believe that we need to do buybacks, and I'll tell you why. First of all, let's be clear about what assault weapons are. They have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war with no place on the streets of a civil society. I've seen assault weapons kill babies and police officers. So, one, I'll tell you, when elected president, if the United States Congress continues to fail to have the courage to do something about this, I'm prepared to take executive action and put in place a ban on the importation of assault weapons into our country. But we still have to deal with the over 2 million assault weapons that are currently in the streets of America.
And so she wants the weapons. Don't go after the people, the criminals that are coming through and killing folks with knives, with their own hands, with guns or whatever means necessary to kill folks. No, let them all in. Let all the criminals in. But let's get rid of the weapons so we don't have to fight. We don't have anything to fight against those criminals. And so, of course, I wanted to show you this from Grasshopper. Those that love the decodes that come in, love this one because President Trump put out a flashback of Comrade Kamala. He posted that at 12:24:41, which is 2441. If you're looking at this, you'll see together we win. In that, you have the Bible verse. My people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. But here's the part that sticks out in the middle. Now my eyes will be open. Coordinated, the awakening. Of course, you've got 12:24. You go to that one. It says, think Wendy, coordinated the awakening. Every detail is accounted for. Every scenario planned for. Enjoy the show. Everything planned out. And that makes me want to jump to this other slide for later on, but I'm going to show it to you now. Where is that? I've got it right about here. Not that one with the cats and all that. Oh, yeah, here it is. Check this out. You got Karine Jean-Pierre, remember the press secretary. She was born 13 August 1974 in Fort de France. She was listed on IMDb as an actress. Well, it's interesting because she was wearing an outfit that's similar to exactly almost a replica of the mask. Kind of interesting that she would wear something like that. Also interesting in that light, in case you're wondering, there's a press release that went out September 9th, 2024. Notice on the continuation of the national emergency with respect to foreign interference in or undermining public confidence in United States elections. That's something that the Biden would want to sign in to, you know, continue, because they're the ones that do all the cheating. Why would he want them out there looking at their cheating? Also interesting is President Trump.
Less bellicose. That's President.
Look at
Trump's
who's coming out.
Challenge. I think
of President Trump Force One.
President Harris. She's got to convey
military.
Calmness.
She's got to convey. Not just any military. These guys are loaded. My goodness. Anybody know what that is? Tell me in the description box below if you can see these guys and tell me what that's all about. Why does he need that kind of protection? Wow, and that was heading into the debate. So yeah, just some more interesting notes for all those out there.
Well, you said that's why I was seeking clarification. But let me ask you about this just very quickly. I heard Donald Trump before this debate describe Kamala Harris as, I'll just read a few of them, a low IQ individual, somebody who doesn't have the mental capacity to be president, really dumb, unable to put two sentences together. Is that what you saw on the stage tonight?
Now, see, that's interesting, right? Because he's trying to say that all these folks are quoting that Kamala, you know, President Trump says she's really dumb and she can't put two sentences together. And I think it's interesting because a lot of folks are pointing out, what if she's acting dumb and stupid on purpose to get President Trump to say these things about her? And then she comes out on the debate stage and sounds smooth and coordinated and seems to really have her wits about her when, of course, she's got her earpiece in. And then let's go with that and throw it at J.D. Vance and throw it at everybody else. Well, she sounded really smooth tonight, you know. You guys said that she sounded dumb. It's like a little tactic that they use. They play this whole thing out, planned by the enemy.
John, what I saw was a lot of slogans. I think the American people are smart, and Kamala Harris talks to them like they're children. She repeats these ridiculous platitudes where if you actually think about what she said, you realize that it doesn't make any sense. She talks a lot about her plans, but then her plans, when you analyze the substance, don't make any sense. And more importantly, John, the American people don't get fed on plans. She has been the vice president for 3.5 years. What she can't do, refuses to do, and has no ability to do is to say, okay, I accomplished lower prices because she didn't, or I accomplished lower housing prices because she didn't, or I secured the southern border because she didn't do that. She has all failed, right, as vice president, and the fundamental question is, do we want to give her a promotion? I think the answer has to be no, John.
Interesting,
what,
huh?
You said
good comeback there, J.D. Vance, for all to see. Of course, 3-1, Kayleigh McEnany showed this. They should be ashamed of themselves. Where was the question for Kamala about casting the tie-breaking vote for inflation, American Rescue Plan, etc.? Where was the question for Kamala about wanting taxpayer-funded gender transition services for illegal immigrants? Where was the question about Tim Walz allowing babies born alive after abortion to die in Minnesota and then removing reporting requirements? None. They only prepped Trump fact checks. That's all they did. Of course, Eye of the Storm showed this Stormy Patriot Joe. Good catch on this one. Of course, we were told on the Q board, the Intel board, that David Muir, this guy that was, you know, part of the debate, he was out there listed as reporters, networks that have been named in the WikiLeaks drops to have colluded with the Democrat National Committee or the Hillary campaign during the 2016 election cycle. So this guy's a snake. Megyn Kelly called him out, the absolute gall of ABC to keep fact-checking only Trump while letting her lie in every answer. Well, that's infuriating. Also, this guy right here, if you're wondering why the ABC moderators are trying to discredit Trump every time he finishes a sentence, it's because David Muir has covered him negatively 93% of the time and is the most pro-Harris host on TV. David's fraud and working for PR for Kamala. Remember, ABC was exposed also when they were going to expose those child traffickers.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now.
Amy Roback, very upset because ABC, she had it for 3 years, and all of a sudden she didn't get the story. She was upset. Of course, Dr. Phil had some guests, behavior analysis experts, exposed moderator bias against Trump in the debate. Let's see what they say.
Was there bias by the moderators today in y'all's opinion?
Let's just look at body language. Look at the facial expressions of people when they're looking at Trump. There was clearly a bias against Trump in their faces. Let's take my other opinion. This is all my opinion. There's a little bit of a thumb on the scale when you ask one person two questions in a row as the primary question, and it's a softball question. That feels like bias to me. I would challenge them to tell me why that's not biased if I were in his situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At the same time, we're seeing the commentators, they would be speaking at the same time President Trump was. So as he's trying to finish his answer, they would keep talking as well. And you can tell, and I believe, if I'm correct here, the volume of his microphone might have been a little bit hotter than everybody else's. That's why he sounded so loud. He was speaking loudly, but I think you'll hear this when you listen back for it. This is my opinion.
Well, let me remind everybody that Scott's a Grammy-nominated music producer. So yeah.
That's a good point. A lot of folks, when I was watching on X during the debate, there's some folks chiming in that President Trump sounds like he's really upset and Kamala's getting under his skin. Well, yeah, they designed it that way to make it sound like he's louder and tougher. Well, that's not how it really plays out. It's all mind games.
It's a little bit about sound.
So I pay attention to that stuff a little bit. So he sounded a little bit louder to me. So that whether that was on purpose to make him sound more aggressive, I don't know. But he was pretty loud in there.
Here were the questions until I had to walk over here. When it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago? Do you believe Americans can afford higher prices because of tariffs? To Trump, why should women trust you on the issue of abortion? To Harris, why did the Biden administration wait until 6 months before the election to take action on immigration? To Trump, how would you deport 11 million undocumented immigrants? To Harris, why have so many of your policy positions changed? Fracking, assault rifles, the border. To Trump, is there anything you regret about what you did on January 6th? Do you acknowledge that you lost the 2020 election? And in each of these questions to Trump, there were fact-check follow-up questions, and I didn't hear that to Harris.
Nor did I. And there's a way you ask a question. I interrogated people for a long time, and when you're doing that, you want to look at how do I ask the question? Why didn't you say, why have you not done anything about the border, as opposed to Trump, didn't you? There's a more negative tone often towards Trump. At the end of the day, this is about finding out what they think and giving everybody a chance to understand it. And I thought it was a little heavy-handed at times. Just my opinion.
Yeah. Catching on? Good stuff, huh? Putting all this together, trying to figure out what they're going after. They even had President Trump having, you know, to bring up the Haitians who were out there grabbing the geese and eating them. The cats. They're eating the cats. President Trump brought that up, and we've got the Clark County Center call detail report for everyone to see on the screen. Yep, Melissa Hallman said ABC is interfering and denying that there's evidence of pets being eaten. Yeah, they did all they could to try to stop him, President Trump, from bringing that out. Conspiracy no more. A police audio report confirms the Haitian goose hunting in Ohio. They all had geese in their hands. A caller reported to police a group of Haitian migrants carrying four geese in Springfield, Ohio. An exclusive audio obtained by the Federalist.
Huh. If I hear you bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
but
television.
But the people are on television saying
manager.
Their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Yeah, buddy. And they were trying to use it to try to make friend of President Trump. Here's some audio.
It's not an emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate. But I got the numbers. The last numbers was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on.
They had geese. They were Haitians. There's your call. And let's talk about cats. This lady was caught.
Smile for me. Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? Now, why'd you kill it? Get in there. It's ridiculous. Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with me.
Did you see her eating it?
They said she was eating it. Eating it. Then we had the memes come out. President Trump even showed this cat, MAGA, holding a rifle. He's sitting with, you guys see this other one on your screen? Sitting in his airplane protecting the geese, the ducks. Looks like they might have some geese back there. I don't know, some ducks, cats. Don't eat me. And Trump 2024, Haitians ate mom. Trump 2024. Boy, we got a lot more fact-checking stuff to go over, especially on the abortion side. And some more interesting information, especially Dinesh D'Souza's trailer for his movie coming out soon. It's going to be really good. I just want to remind you, at andweknow.com, you can go there to our website and hit contact and send us your photos. You can also catch all our videos there. You can find out if you guys missed out on any of the folks that were actually a part of our team that are supporting our channel. You can go there and you scroll down to the bottom of andweknow.com, and there they are, our partners. Immune Support, Ascent, Brightcore, Hunter's Blend Coffee, Parker Pastures, EMF Protection, Dr. Shockley, and more. They're there at andweknow.com in case you need that as a reminder. And also, we can go to shop.andweknow.com and grab your gear, sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, all for you today. You guys can grab your gear and just be known that, hey, when you're out in the communities and you'll be meeting folks. You'll have new friends for the rest of your life. Say, hey, I watched that show also. When did you wake up? Well, I woke up in such and such a year. Oh, really? Well, what are you doing this year to help with the election? Well, this is what I'm doing. Come follow me. And we just got so much to choose from. Bags, doormats, bags for you to carry for, you know, shopping. We've got the jackets for the upcoming fall and winter season. Guys, you just don't want to miss out on this. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing their gear.
They got a very negative decision on IVF from the Alabama courts. I saw the people of Alabama and the legislature 2 days later voted it in. I've been a leader on it. They know that, and everybody else knows it. I have been a leader on fertilization IVF. And the other thing, you should ask, will she allow abortion in the 8th month, 9th month, 7th month?
Come on.
Okay, would you do that? Why don't you ask her that question?
Why don't you answer the question? Would you
because
veto?
Under Roe v. Wade,
answer the question, you would could... you veto?
Her microphone's on. You guys notice that? They're supposed to turn it off, but they allowed her to keep her microphone on.
You could do abortions in the 7th month, the 8th month, the 9th month.
That's not true.
And probably after birth. Just look at the governor, former governor of Virginia. The governor of Virginia said, we put the baby aside and then we determine what we want to do with the baby.
President. So she was allowed to say that's not true with their microphone turned up. But President Trump, when he tried to say something, his microphone was turned down. You see how they cheat? They always do. Former VA Governor Ralph Northam.
Boy, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was.
There we go. Just the stuff that President Trump wanted you to listen to.
Huh. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists.
When he uttered those infamous words that there were very fine people on both sides of the protest, including, by extension, very fine people marching with the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists.
Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
So they're still digging deep to the lies of the past that's already been debunked, but they don't care. They're liars. They belong to Satan, the father of lies, and he'll continue to lie. He's a liar from the very beginning. That's who they worship. And some of you might say, well, that's a little strong, and maybe they don't really worship Satan directly, but you're going too strong. You know what? Regardless if they worship Satan directly or not, even if it's an indirect, it's still a lie, and they belong to their father, the devil. And I think that when these politicians, especially these liars, fall into these traps, it's almost like when Satan approached Jesus, our Savior, our King. And he says, you can have all of this if you bow down and worship. You can have everything in the world if you bow down. And Jesus said, it is written. He used the word of God to fight back. The truth. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father except by me. They'll play these tricks on these guys and they run for it. Ezra Cohen also said Kamala Harris falsely claims no American troops were in combat. Tell that to the U.S. Army Rangers injured in combat raiding an ISIS camp in Iraq a few weeks ago. She forgot them just like she forgot our brave men and women injured and killed at Abbey Gate. She's a national disgrace.
In terms of workers' rights. But what Donald Trump did, let's talk about this, with COVID, is he actually thanked President Xi for what he did during COVID. Look at his tweet. Thank you, President Xi, ! When we know that Xi was responsible for lacking and not giving us transparency about the origins of COVID.
President Trump, I'll let you respond.
First of all, they bought their chips from Taiwan. We hardly make chips anymore because of philosophies like they have and policies like they have. I don't say her because she has no policy. Everything that she believed 3 years ago and 4 years ago is out the window. She's going to my philosophy now. In fact, I was going to send her a MAGA hat. She's gone to my philosophy. But if she ever got elected, she'd change it. And it will be the end of our country. She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist. Her father's a Marxist professor in economics, and he taught her well. But when you look at what she's done to our country, and when you look at these millions and millions of people that are pouring into our country monthly, where it's, I believe, 21 million people, not the 15 that people say, and I think it's a lot higher than the 21, that's bigger than New York State pouring in. And just look at what they're doing to our country. They're criminals. Many of these people coming in are criminals. And that's bad for our economy, too. You know, you mentioned before, we'll talk about immigration later. Well, bad immigration is the worst thing that can happen to our economy. They have, and she has, destroyed our country with policy that's insane. Almost policy that you'd say they have to hate our country.
President Trump, thank you. Lindsay?
She's destroyed our country. She hates every single person that stands against her. How do we know? Well, let's go to the climate change issue, right? They brought that one up. Who's going to forget this one?
Think about the impact on something like public health. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
Reduce population, huh? The goal of climate change. Yet she says that, we need to watch out for climate. They still use this. Decades and decades, we've been told the same thing over and over again, that same lie. And of course, that sends us back in time to Farm Girl Carrie, who shows us this from Paul Harvey. She said, I figured since Bill Gates made a Netflix show focusing on our future, talking about AI and climate change and reducing population, I'm adding that one in there, we could take a moment to listen to Paul Harvey.
And with the willing complicity of headline-hungry media, a recent crisis of the month had to do with global warming. An ozone hole is opening up over the United States, we were told.
Remember, that's what they called it, global warming. But, that didn't work out because things started getting kind of cold, so they had to come up with climate change. Anything to steal our money.
Effects of which were already measurable in an increase in skin cancer. On the contrary, destroying chlorine around the polar vortex has been declining since January. A major objective of a recent shuttle mission was to determine the scope and scale of the so-called ozone hole, and the silence since has been deafening from those whose livelihood depends on creating crises. Recent data from the Upper Atmosphere Research Satellites affirms that any problem is less, it's not greater. Ozone levels fluctuate all of the time, partly because of volcanic activity and solar flares. But MIT's Technology Review has made an exhaustive study of worldwide ocean temperatures since 1851, has concluded that there appears to have been little or no global warming over the past century.
That was the 47th Annual International Conference Radio TV, exposing all these lies helps. But what did the focus group think of the Communist News Network?
What did you see that brought you to a conclusion?
I think it's important to remember that we are voting for the leader of our country and not who we like the most or who we want in our wedding party, but who is actually going to make our country better. And we're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before, and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy was higher, inflation was lower, things were better overall. And now with Kamala's administration, things haven't been so fantastic. And she's saying she can fix the problems that her administration has caused, but I just don't know if I can afford to take that risk.
Where else are we seeing this? Oh, MSDNC had a Hispanic undecided voter from Arizona blasted Kamala.
We still have to have a controlled border, a secure border, because, yeah, we've had a lot of people going through the border illegally. My family went through a long process to get here legally, so I feel that it's unfair for hundreds of thousands to get here without problems, and then for the federal government to help them out. We've also lost Americans because how many illegals we're letting in, like the young boy from Ohio who had killed by illegal immigrants. We still have to have a...
How about that? Everywhere you turn, even on the mainstream media, they're having trouble finding the right folks. People are starting to stand up for the truth now. They're boldly proclaiming that they're supporting President Trump. Cash Captain Cashel's 2024 election headquarters. The debate was a giant wash. Biden set the bar so low that if Harris didn't defecate at the podium or fall asleep, she would be declared a smashing success. Again, any gains she made off the above point may be negated by how much of a giant she was. She acts like her demeanor and the behavior of her moderators, which was bad even for media standards. She was just sickening. Trump was very sound on policy and fought back nearly every false claim thrown at him. Some think there was a missed opportunity to blame her for concealing Biden's mental state, but Trump has mastered the issues. There will be a few days of panel narratives and maybe a slight response-driven polling boost per Richard Barris, but I think America has reached a point in which debates no longer matter unless something truly extraordinary happens. Huh. Gives me faith in humanity how many hundreds of election workers, supervisors, and poll workers are asking for cameras. If you're an election worker, DM us, says James O'Keefe, with your phone number and let the OMG team know a good time to talk. A lot of folks are out there saying, you know what? I want to stand in the gap. I want to help with the elections, and I want to put a camera on, tiny camera on, you know, the button style and all these other ones that they have, so we can have, you know, thousands and thousands of hours of recordings of any type of cheating that might be going on. They can't get around all those videos. A lot of folks are standing up nowadays. You know, it kind of reminds me from Hunter's Blend Coffee. We've got Mike here reminding us of others who stood up for our country at important times.
Well, the Revolutionary War to win our freedom from tyranny likely would never have happened had it not been for pastors who Sunday after Sunday had been preaching about freedom as our God-given right, and that more or less resistance to tyranny is service to God. So much so that the British loyalists who lived here, the Tories, who maybe in today's lingo wanted state control, nicknamed them the Black-Robed Regiment. They believed that they had no king but King Jesus, and that was the battle cry during the early days of the war. No king but King Jesus. The classic example of that is Peter Muhlenberg, who at the end of a message, he said, there's a time to fight, there's a time to preach and a time to fight, and now is a time to fight. And he took off his clerical robes. Underneath, he had on the uniform of the Continental Army. He walked out the door, and that day, 300 men enlisted and joined with him. And what we need today is another black-robed regiment who can push past their fear of being canceled or labeled as being political, and talk about freedom and freedom from tyranny, what's going on in the country, what's going on in government, because freedom is what we were made for, and freedom is always worth fighting for. And welcome to the Great Awakening.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that you're morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing and roasting specialty grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said it's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today.
Somebody has to help this country. And if they don't, the country and the world are in big trouble.
Someone's got to overturn the tables in the temple.
Trump jumping into the presidential race.
She's a bit worried.
Of the Apprentice guy?
You know the feeling of power. Could you handle it or would it devour? Power.
They fear that power. You didn't do an insurrection. Had you called for one, there would have been one. Mm-hmm. And there would be one if you called for one now.
I'm not sure I want that power. I want the power just to make the country better.
America first!
And that scares them.
A lot about Donald Trump scares them.
Let's look at everything. Campaign, his family. Let's get foreign eyes on him.
We have one target. You know who he is.
going after their companies, their families. That is a dictator.
It's a very dangerous time for our country.
The goal is to put him in jail because they're so afraid of his voice.
I am your voice.
We'll bury him so deep in legal, he'll bankrupt them.
Broke got him in jail right before the election. That's
sorry for being that guy, but isn't that election interference?
It's not interference if we do it.
We just want a free and fair election.
Sounds expensive.
Ballots ain't cheap.
Wait. Did you actually say the word buy the ballots?
We were able to purchase 10,000 ballots.
That's terrifying.
They cheat in many different ways. That's all they're good at.
Ready to save democracy?
We need to stop him permanently.
And that person will be risking his life.
Too bad it's not the 60s, right?
It's the way you survived.
I said, get me up.
Trump has beaten back every attack against him.
It's like the damn Terminator.
We're going to fix our borders and we're going to fix our elections. We're going to win.
This is my legacy. Vindicating Trump.
The best is yet to come.
Only in theaters September 27th.
Pretty cool, huh? DeSeuss Media always putting out great videos. I love his movies he puts out. It's absolutely amazing. Just so happened to notice a while back on X that he actually follows And We Know, and that is so great. Thank you, Dinesh D'Souza, if you happen to be watching, for your support. And so RFK Jr., of course, with the future ahead of us, with President Trump taking over, he says that Trump admitted to him he couldn't drain the swamp with his first term, but man, we got a good team coming.
You know, and I think that's President Trump. And President Trump, I think, tried to do that the last time, to drain the swamp. And he was well-intentioned, but he didn't know how to do it. And he said that to me. He said, you know, I didn't know anything about governing. And he said, we won this election. And then all of a sudden, you got to fill 60,000 jobs or something like that. And he said, I was surrounded by people, by lobbyists and business interests who were saying, you got to appoint this guy, you got to appoint that guy. And that's what he did. And, you know, he brought in Scott Gottlieb, who was a Pfizer business partner, to run the FDA. Gottlieb did a $100 billion favor for Pfizer. And then what did he do? He went back to join Pfizer's board with all the stock, you know, dividends that
Holy
he got.
Shit.
So it's just a payoff, it's a, you know, a revolving door payoff. And there was, you know, they brought in a telecommunications lobbyist to run FCC. They brought in an oil lobbyist, Ryan Zinke, to run the Department of Interior, a coal lobbyist to run the EPA, another pharmaceutical lobbyist, Alex Azar, to run HHS. You go across the board and all of these agencies were being run. And that's what they all do. That's what they all do. And Trump, the last time, got locked into that. And he told me, I don't want to do that again. He said, those were bad guys. And this time we're going to do something different. And he said, you know, last time he brought John Bolton in to run NSA. And he's now understands who the neocons are and what, you know, what and he's anti-war. He wants to end the wars. And he did a pretty good job this last time. There was no, you know, yeah, U.S. Combat deaths during his administration. But
and that's good. He wants to stop the wars. We know that. And so, of course, all these gotcha moments, just a reminder on the Taliban, because about the wars and more. President Trump had a reminder for everyone out there that was real important.
If you take a look at that period of time, the Taliban was killing our soldiers, a lot of them.
Remember, they tried to play gotcha with President Trump, all three of them, you know, the moderators and Kamala, their team, and whoever was in her earpiece, on her earring. Let's get him. Let's say that he was friends with the Taliban. He was having conversations with them. How dare President Trump talk to the Taliban?
With snipers. And I got involved with the Taliban because the Taliban was doing the killing. That's the fighting force within Afghanistan. They don't bother doing that because, you know, they deal with the wrong people all the time. But I got involved. And Abdul is the head of the Taliban. He is still the head of the Taliban. And I told Abdul, don't do it anymore. You do it anymore, you're going to have problems. And he said, why do you send me a picture of my house? I said, you're going to have to figure that out, Abdul. And for 18 months, we had nobody killed. We did have an agreement negotiated by Mike Pompeo. It was a very good agreement. The reason it was good, it was
We were getting out. We would have been out faster than them, but we wouldn't have lost the soldiers. We wouldn't have left many Americans behind, and we wouldn't have left $85 billion worth of brand new, beautiful military equipment behind. And just to finish, they blew it. The agreement said you have to do this, 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 and they didn't do it. They didn't do it. The agreement was terminated by us because they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
I want to move on.
And these people did the worst withdrawal and, in my opinion, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And by the way, that's why Russia attacked Ukraine, because they saw how incompetent she and her boss are.
Let's let CNN help us out with this one.
When I first heard that we were abandoning or we were withdrawing from Afghanistan and the way it was happening, I had my Kennedy moment. It was very similar to when we decided to invade Iraq back under President Bush. And when I saw that we were leaving that amount of high-tech equipment in the hands of our enemy, and later that day or later that week, I saw on the news where them celebrating with our guns in their hands, I realized what a travesty that was. A, in the loss of money in that we abandoned when we left, plus the very bullets that we left there that they were shooting at us as we flew away into planes.
So it didn't work. It didn't work at all. These guys think that they know what they're doing. They think that they're going to be able to cause all types of issues for President Trump, but it keeps backfiring because we, the people, are making the decisions. And let's hope that the election gets cleaned up so that the votes are real. Let's hope that the military steps in and puts a stop to these cheaters. Let's hope that they step into these computers and they stop them from switching the numbers. Of course, the debate since Kamala took office, gasoline's 51% higher. Electricity's 32% higher. Airfare's up 23%. Groceries up 22%. Rent's up 22%. Eggs are up 47%. Car insurance is up 54%. All of these money issues playing out. And we talked to Dr. Kirk Elliott with an amazing interview again this past Sunday, if you missed it. We got into the biggest real estate correction in decades. Manufacturing numbers are dropping. Silver's up 100% in nearly 4 years. That's a reminder of how important precious metals are, and that's why we share this with you, and that's why we go through these interviews for trying to help people out. It's dedicated to ensuring that folks, no matter what's going on with them, they know how they can get help. And that's why we have amwino.com/gold. You can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott yourself and have the conversations that I have with him. We also want to make sure that the children are taken care of. And that's what this is all about. It's a warning for the parents from another TikTok to sharing it with us what's going on in the schools.
Parents, this video is for you. It is imperative that we pay attention to what is going on in our schools. I got a permission slip recently from my daughter's school, and we live in a fairly conservative area next to Akron, Ohio. The permission slip was for her to attend health class. Mind you, she is in fifth grade. It had the syllabus on there and a link to show you what material she will be learning. I did some research, and you will be astounded, oh my gosh, blown away by what they are trying to teach my fifth grader. Watch this video. It is absolutely disgusting.
Yes, yes, come on, yes, oh yes. Aha! What are you doing there? You've had an apple one day. You'll go blind.
I'm coming!
How many times is too many to masturbate in one day?
So for those that have children, I'm sorry for not letting you know ahead of time about this, but they're putting this in front of the kids if you're in public school, a lot of public schools anyway. So I'm just making sure you're aware of what's being placed into all of their eyes and their ears.
Hashtag AskAmaze!
There's no limit on the number of times a person can masturbate each day.
I have another question. Sometimes hands up in the air.
All right, enough of that. you know, how this plays out. And of course, they get into the gender stuff here. Check this out.
Your sex is assigned in a medical way, but the sex listed on your birth certificate may not necessarily match your gender identity.
Gender identity is a person's inner experience of who they are in terms of gender, their deep personal sense of being male, female, a blend of both, or neither.
And while many people have a gender identity that's the same as their assigned birth sex of female or male, that's not always the case, because gender exists on a spectrum. Like transgender, which means a person whose gender identity is not consistent with their assigned birth sex.
To the children.
Dig into that further. I found on Ohio Protects Children a opt-out form. I'm going to show it right here for you. So this form I sent to my principal and assistant principal. They got back to me and said that my daughter will not be attending any health classes whatsoever. Now, mind you, I'll have to do this every single year, every single grade, but I don't mind.
Sickening. Now we know why President Trump wants to get rid of this. Education programs from the federal government probably making its way through all of our public school systems, our government-run brainwashing systems. They're after our children. They're after our children. Trump's closing statement was a smackdown that undermined current Vice President Kamala Harris's entire reason for running. You had the past 3.5 years to do what you're now pledging to do, so why didn't you do it? And so we started with the debate today. We showed you a lot of the things that she tried to use, or her team, or whoever's in her ear, try to get folks to run against President Trump. Everything was against him, and yet he continued to shine. I think thanks to many prayers out there from folks. When he's filled with the Holy Spirit and he's got God Almighty running everything, then it's encouraging. It's kind of a reminder of God from the Word of God. If you guys didn't know, Daniel 2:21 says, "And God changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings, he setteth up, and he setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding." In the NASB version, it says, "It is he, our Heavenly Father, who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding." Our God, our Heavenly Father, is in control. And no matter what is playing out all around us, no matter how sickening these evil folks are, these liars are, there's always a plan from heaven to appoint leaders. And we need to continue to pray for the leadership of our country to change radically, to get them out of these satanic beings' hands who are out to destroy our children, change generations to come. They haven't made any changes in the past 3.5 years. They have no policies, no nothing. So we have the opportunity to get involved and say, you know what, I'm volunteering to help this country. Where do I sign up? We can start by praying.
She done it. She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do, but you haven't done it and you won't do it because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like, we're not going to frack, we're not going to take fossil fuel, we're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that, and within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. We're not ready for it. We can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision. But I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? We're a failing nation. We're a nation that's in serious decline. We're being laughed at all over the world. All over the world, they're laughing. I know the leaders very well. They're coming to see me. They call me. We're laughed at all over the world. They don't understand what happened to us as a nation. We're not a leader. We don't have any idea what's going on. We have wars going on in the Middle East. We have wars going on with Russia and Ukraine. We're going to end up in a third world war, and it'll be a war like no other because of nuclear weapons, the power of weaponry. I rebuilt our entire military. She gave a lot of it away to the Taliban. She gave it to Afghanistan. What these people have done to our country, and maybe toughest of all, is allowing millions of people to come into our country. Many of them are criminals, and they're destroying our country. The worst president, the worst vice president in the history of our country.
President Trump, thank you. And that is...
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. We always want to thank you for how you give us reminders through your amazing word, your love letter to us. The reminder that you appoint the kings. The reminder that you're in control of all things. You've never lost control. The reminder that you've had a plan from the very beginning to have redemption for all of us. The moment that you clothed Adam and Eve and led them out of the garden to cover their nakedness, to remind us once again your love for us, that you would take the love and care from the very beginning, remind them that there would be an enemy after us from the very beginning when sin entered this earth. Reminded us before our Heavenly Father sent, before you sent your Son, your only begotten Son, Christ, on this earth, you were already pointing to Jesus Christ before he arrived, over and over again, for those looking forward to his coming. And now we look back, realizing what an amazing gift that was to all of us, salvation. And we realize we're in a fight for our very freedom on this earth, what little freedom we have left. We beg you that the slavery that we've been all put under would be removed, just like we saw in the Word of God many thousands of years ago. May we look forward to that day where we walk away from this Egyptian, similar Egyptian foothold that's on our backs. And may we be able to lift up and praise you once again as we walk away from the enemy and all of their riches are stripped from them. May we give you the praise and honor and the glory, not the idols. May we again celebrate and realize what a mighty Heavenly Father we serve. Please continue to protect us, our families, President Trump, his staff, all those that are working behind the lines to in the front lines to destroy this enemy, who's active and is a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. We thank you that victory is already ours, according to the Word of God. We ask all this in the name of our Savior, our King, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for your prayers, for your support, and so much more. We sense that, we feel it, and just a reminder, if you'd hit that subscribe button and like button, we'd appreciate that. Give us your comments below the video on what you think and as we continue to move forward. And I'll just say again, we're working on a couple of big events for next year, and we're looking forward to getting those announcements out sooner rather than later. And it's just important that we do this right. And so, again, we thank you. This is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do, but you haven't done it and you won't do it. These people did the worst withdrawal and, in my opinion, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And by the way, that's why Russia attacked Ukraine, because they saw how incompetent she and her boss are.
She doesn't have a plan. She copied Biden's plan, and it's like four sentences, like run, spot, run.
She gave a lot of it away to the Taliban. She gave it to Afghanistan. What these people have done to our country, and maybe toughest of all, is allowing millions of people to come into our country. Many of them are criminals, and they're destroying our country. The worst president, the worst vice president in the history of our country.